Am I going to franchise tag Henry Melton?
Way to go, Brad. Way to lead.
We'll work through that situation. Obviously, we'll be talking to Henry, and when we come to a conclusion, everybody will know. All testing and measurable data, you're using that as a, not as a guide, but as a determining factor, maybe in separating players. So you may have two players that are very similar. They might actually have the same grade. You might have about five at any one position that have the same grade. And you can, that is a way to help you determine how you stack them one through five. Those type of metrics, the psychological testing, all those factor in terms of creating separation between players so that you pick them in the order that all that adds up from the highest to the lowest. Well, I want them to know about the process. I think that's important that they understand the process that we go through. There's going to be certain information, Mark, that we're not going to divulge because it is a very competitive business. I think it's the most competitive business in the world, the NFL, this great league. So there's going to be certain things that we're not going to talk about in terms of how we rank players, both our team, the UFA market, and the college players. I'd be glad to talk about the content and the quality of the overall class, but how we rank them, how we see them, that's going to remain in-house for those competitive reasons. You know, our coaches are going to work through that, Dan, during OTAs, during the winter, get to know Gabe, get to see what his strengths and weaknesses are. Obviously, they've seen some things on tape. I think they see upside to him as a tackle or a guard, so we'll find out through that process, and I'm sure that'll take all the way through camp to find his exact position. Yeah, I do see that he has some flexibility. Gabe had some rough moments during the year. He had some good moments during the year. He had some really good run-blocking moments. There's areas that he's got to improve as a pass blocker. But he had good moments both at guard and at tackle. I don't think it's any different. What you want is an offensive lineman, number one, is you want production. You want guys that produce consistently, at least at the good level, play after play, and you call those guys starters. So consistently good as pass protector, consistently good as run players or as run blockers. You're looking for guys that have the size, the mass and strength, and the quickness to accomplish that at the NFL level. Those defensive linemen, on an average, are more athletic than their counterparts on offense. So you also have to have somebody that has good football sense or smarts and has good toughness, because he's going to have to bounce back to reach that consistent level when he normally plays against somebody that may have a little more speed and quickness than he does. You know, a good question. There's several. When I look at it, there is a number of corners in this draft class that can play, that are going to help teams either as a 1-2 or a 3. So I would say that's a strength. There's a strong safety class. And in our mind, there's 5 or 6 starters in this class at safety. And that's rare to me that you say that, hey, those guys can start for you. There's a really good number of between the tackles and the ends of players that can help teams, that can be potential starters. The offensive line class has got strength in the front end in terms when you look at it from tackle, guard, and center. That when you look all the way through all three positions, there's a number of players there that would be in the mix as starters. Want them to get better as football players. Want them to grow as football players and be more productive. Grow in their knowledge of the game, and just be better players overall. I was very satisfied with where they were at as rookies. Obviously, they both had some dings, and want them to be healthier, but that's the nature of the game, Larry. So want them to be better and to be more productive so they can help us at a higher level and win football games. As far as his position, right now Danny's a DN. He'll remain at DN. If there's something that in him that sparks us in terms of he's got versatility, to, like he did last year, he stood up in certain situations. We're not going to put an umbrella around him. We're going to use his talents, his athleticism, his speed, his savvy to the best that we can, the best whatever our coaches can concoct as far as a plan for him, we'll use every ounce of it. So he is a DN. That's his position. We're excited about him as a pass rusher. We want him to get on the field more in regular down situations. And where his versatility is, I think that's a plus for him. So if he ends up being a linebacker in some situations, good. Right now, where we're at in the process, we're here to look at really good players and see if they fit. And that is part of what we do. To answer your question, yes, we're going to look at college players and see how they fit against what we have on our roster and what we could potentially have. And that's the same thing is true with the UFA market.